We have been discussing a number of factors at this particular conference. The most important one has always been transport and the ramifications for Slovenia on handling its own transport. But it's wider than that. I have with me right now the head of the Department for Urban Planning here in Slovenia, indeed in Ljubljana, Miran Gajšek. Mr. Gajšek, this problem of Slovenia's location, it's a glorious location, but it also represents a problem because it's a very major transport route across Europe, and indeed always has been.
Thank you for that question. It is really a glorious location, but actually Slovenia is a small country. We, the planners, we are saying that it is the garden city. The Slovenia is very green, but at the same time, we have the transport between Mediterranean Europe, Adriatic Sea, Central Europe, Alpine region and Southeast Europe, which is political correct name for Balkan Peninsula. So what has happened after independence, after Yugoslavia? Well, we have now in this part the small countries, small states, not enough cooperation. Slovenia, Croatia, Hungary, Italy, Austria, we are now the members of the European Union. And those transport is not going very sustainable, but everybody is using roads. And this is the main question and the main problem. So our challenge is how to connect cities in the gravitation area between those four European macro regions in the more sustainable way. We have to reconstruct our railways. This is first. We have to reconstruct our transport logistic terminals. And at the same time, we have also developed economic zones, because we don't like to transport only, we would like to transport the goods from Asia and from Middle East, but we would like to transport also our goods, because European Union means free transport of goods, peoples, money and ideas. And we have to do this in a more sustainable way.
And it's very complicated though, isn't it? I mean, you just mentioned a huge updating of the railway system that is needed. And sadly, as was explained in an earlier discussion, that was something that was to be done after the road, certainly the east-west road, the Maribor to Ljubljana and this link to Koper. But the railway system got left behind with that in the end.
That's
right.
Didn't
get put right.
That's right. Slovenia successfully finished our motorways, and this was done very good. And now we are looking for the closer cooperation. Actually, we are expecting, we have to cooperate closer with upgrading our railway system. Yeah. And this is important because we are part of Europe, and it is not very sustainable that at the moment you cannot go by train from Ljubljana to Trieste. It was the direct passenger train 4 or 5 years ago, now it's not. So we have to use our cars for 1 hour driving. Mm. This is actually the shame.
And it's also slow. If you go by train from Maribor or maybe from further afield, say from Vienna or from Hungary, it's slow to cross Slovenia to Ljubljana.
If I may tell you a very short joke. The lady from Germany, she came to Maribor and she was using the train and she slipped from Maribor, Fruzelje, Ljubljana to Koper. And she said, well, Slovenia is a very big country because I slept 4 hours. But Slovenia is not very bad. The train is very slow.
Yes, sadly, that's the case. But of course, it's the geography of the country, which makes it a terribly expensive exercise to correct.
That's right, but it's not so expensive. For example, the Austria is now, the Republic of Austria, they are constructing the new Southern Railway. Very expensive. They have two new tunnels, the Semmering Tunnel and Koralm Tunnel, and logistics center near Villach. Very expensive. So if the Austrians can do that, then also Slovenians can do it. But really what we need is the cooperation between 5 states of the European Union. Actually, this is the cooperation inside the European Union.
Yeah. One of the people speaking at the conference here in Ljubljana today was actually from Slovakia. His name, Karl Ernst Ambrosch. You had a rather different, I would say more academic view of the problems, of how you ensure you take every factor into account, how you design mobility systems within cities, how you look at green issues. Give me a brief outline of what that really means.
Well, in fact, mobility, and especially green mobility, covers a lot of different areas. So you can see it from different perspectives and so on. And in order to have a common picture and to enable some comparability between actions taken in different cities or regions, you have to have some measure system in order to compare. And we call these key performance indicators, which we define in a quite general way. And then it is possible to compare apples and oranges if required. Yeah. And if you create such a system, it's very important to have the right perspective. And in terms of green mobility, it is on one hand the viewpoint of the citizen, because the citizen has accepted whatever measure you do. If the citizen doesn't accept the measures, then they are in vain. And on the other hand, if you have measures, each city is unique. So measures that would work in one city would probably not work nicely in another city. And if you then have measures to optimize urban mobility or to reduce exhaust gases, pollution, noise, and so on, then you can have different ideas. They can be done via pricing, they can be done via limited access, and so on. And for these measures, you have to find out what would be the effect. So what would be the reduction in pollution? What would be the reduction in noise?
Presumably then what you say is that your system of analysis can offer a city how to decide how much money needs to be spent, or if a little more we can get a certain percentage in greenhouse gas emissions or whatever. The most difficult one in my head there is going to be how you measure how the public react to it.
Well, in fact, yes, you're right. One of our aims is that we can predict how certain measures will influence the result that we expect, why we are doing the measure. This comes from experience from other cities where some measures already have been realized, and there is an effect that we call elasticity. So, for example, if you double the pricing for city parking, how many percents less will you have cars in the city? So if you double the price, probably there will be only 10 or 20% reduction in the number of cars that go into the city, because most people have to go there. This shift elasticity is one of the key factors, and this can be only defined in a theoretical way, either by asking people or by having examples from similar situations.
And that for me was the joy of the conference, wasn't it? I mean, the point of the conference is that you have got a huge range of types of city, types of people, cultural approaches in one room, able to discuss and present totally different cases. That's the joy of the whole thing, it seemed to me.
Of course, yes, this was a perfect conference. So there were really people with very different origin and different origin also in terms of their jobs, so what they are doing, how they work for cities. There were representatives of cities, there were traffic planners, there were analysts, so exactly. many different professions, and all of them were real nice experts, and I think it was very profitable atmosphere.
I'm sure it was. Thank you too very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
From the Institute of Regional Europe, I have with me Dr. Helmut Foschleiner. Dr. Helmut, tell me exactly what you feel was achieved in this particular event today.
I think the conference was very good for us, and I hope also for the participants. We have a lot of experienced speakers today here. And they told us about their experience in their home cities, about smart and green cities. I think it was also good for us and also for the participants today.
There was a lot to discuss, wasn't there? I mean, the idea of looking at mobility within cities, the green issues, the transport, and how you handle everybody wants to go to the centre of a city in their own car, and how that really isn't appropriate anymore. Those were the most major issues, I felt.
Yes. The idea is to keep the cities free from the vehicles, the personal vehicles, and to organize it that the commuter traffic goes in the cities and gives the people the opportunity to go to the city without car. Mm. And this comes from all speakers as the main idea.
Thank you very much. There will be another event like this, another conference like this, I guess, in a year's time.
Yes, we plan. Perhaps next year we have one plan to come to Brasov. It's a city for 200,000 people in Romania. Mm-hmm. And we want to continue this series. Yeah, we are on a good way here.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.